Today's shir is Masechta Yoma on Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where we learned that Heviu Loi Es HaTamid, they brought to the Kohen Gadol the Tamid, Kartzoi, he shechted it, he slaughtered the Tamid Shel Shachar, Umirik Acher Shchita al Yada, and someone else finished off the Shchita. He only did the Rov Simonim, as we'll soon see here in the Gemara. And then the Kohen Gadol, while the other Kohen was completing the Shchita, the Kohen Gadol, Kibul Asadam Bezarka, he was Mekabel the Dam, and he was Zayrik the Dam. The Gemara asks, my Kartzer, what does this strange word Kartzer, what does it mean? Omer Ula Lishna Diktalu. It is a Lashon. It is a word used for killing, for slaughtering. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mikra. What is a pasuk that can tell us that this word means ketola? The fact that we use this word in the Mishnah is explained by the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side here. Ulefi shalagomer kol shchitasa naked hailishna. The reason the Mishnah uses this strange word instead of using the word shchita, for example, is because since in the Mishnah the Kohen Gadol does not finish the Maisa shchita, somebody else does it. Therefore, to indicate this, the Mishnah used a lashon of ketola, which is an unusual lashon. But where in the pasuk do we find a makar that this in fact means lishna diktala? So the answer is from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Egla yefefiya Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a beautiful calf. Karetz mitzafin bava. A killing from the north will certainly come. My mashma. How do we see that this pasuk, when it uses the words karetz, that it in fact means a lishna diktola, that it means killing? Can targum Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef was matargum, as he translated this pasuk, Malka yoy have a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a very nice kingdom. Amim in ketolim, a murderous nation, mitzifoyna from the north, Yaisnol will come on it and defeat it. This was Yirmiyahu's nevuah that Bavel coming from the north would defeat Mitzrayim. So according to the Targum of Rabbi Yosef, we see that that word karatz means ketolin, it means to kill. Now the Gemara asks, karatz bekamo, how much of the simonim does the Kohen Gadol have to shecht? Amar Ula b'roiv shnayim, he shechts roiv, a majority of the konan, the veshet, the windpipe, and the esophagus. Just like we find a halacha by chulin, that a roiv is enough to be matur to shechita, it's not necessary to have the entire simen. Shechted, the same is true here by kachim, roiv shnayim. V'afrav lakish, sover b'roiv shnayim. Rish Lakish also, although he wasn't commenting directly on our Mishnah, in fact Rish Lakish is commenting on a Mishnah Masechta Chulin, but from his words we see that he also went with this shita, that what the Kohen Gadol had to do here was roiv shnayim. The Amr Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish commenting on a Mishnah Masechta Chulin said, we know that in an oif it is necessary by chulin to shecht one simon. By a behemoth, it's necessary to shecht two simonim. We also know the halacha of roiv, that it's not necessary to shecht the entire simon, only most of the simon. So Rish Lakish had a question. Since we have learned ruba shalachet kamayu, that roiv of a simon is equal to the entire simon, to shechting the entire simon, lama shaninu, why was it necessary? Why is there a Mishnah Yisera in Chulin which says the following, roiv echad ba'oiv, roiv shnayim bebehema, that it's enough to do one simon, the roiv of that simon by an oif, and the roiv of two simonim by a behema? Since we know that you need one by a knife and two by behema, we also know that roiv always helps. So why was it necessary for the Mishnah to repeat itself and say that a roiv of one by oif and roiv by shnayim by behema is sufficient? And the answer is, says Rosh Lakish, Lefisha Shaninu. Since we learned over here in the Mishnah Masechta Yoma, Hevi Ulayas HaTamid, that they brought to the Kohen Gadol the Tamid, Kartzoi, and he slaughtered it. Umirik Acher Shechita Yorei, and someone else finished off the Maisa Shechita for him, and the Kohen Gadol himself, Akiblas Adam Vizorka, he was Mekabel Dam, and he was Zorik Adam, Yochol Loi Merik Yepasol. So I would think that if the other Kohen had not finished off the Maisa Shechita, it would be possible, Kamash Malon, that not only by Chulin is Roiv Shnayim Simonim adequate, but Huadim by Kochim in our Mishnah Masechta Yom, it's also adequate. So Resh Lakish, commenting on the Mishnah in Chulin, explains the Mishnah Yaseira there to include that not only Chulin, but the same Allah applies to Kochim. So the Gemara right away interjects, how could you entertain such a havim in a yochol loy merike posel? If the other kohen had not finished off, it would be posel. Im kein havile avoid the ba'acher. It would come out that it's a necessary, that miut that is left in the Maisa Shechit is necessary as part of the avoda. And who's, and if you don't do it, it's posel. And who am I letting do this end part of the Maisa Shechit, another kohen? V'tanya, as it says here in the Masor Hashas, we have learned that a brisa that kol avoidos Yom Kippurim ain't kosher sel aboy, that all the avoidos of Yom Kippur are only kosher with the Kohen Gadol and not with anyone else. So there's no half a minute to say, if I see that someone else can finish it off, it's a raya, it's not an avoida. Because if it's a raya, that it is not possible if left undone. Because if it's possible if left undone, it means it's an avoida. If it's an avoida, how can an achra do it? We've learned in the brisa that every avoida has to be done by a kohen gadol. So what's your hava minute that here by kachim, roiv should not help, and to say it should be possible? The Gemara answers, before we get to the answer, let's just point out that Tosfos asks a question, that how could we entertain the thought here that this should be an avoida? That is, and it would be possible if it's done by an acher. This is not a real avoided Yom Kippurim here to Shechita, because Tosfos brings down from the Gemara further in Daf Mem Beis that everybody is moida that the Shechita of the Tamid Shal Shachar, which is not an integral part of the avoided Yom Kippurim, it's Tamid that's shechted every day. It could be done by a czar. So how could the Gemara here say that this should be possible? It should be an avoided that's possible if someone else other than a Kohen Gadol did it. Tosfos answers, Enichnami Midaraisa, that's the case. But the Gemara is speaking on a Derabbanan level. Midarabbanan, since this is an avoided that the Kohen did, therefore, although it's not a real avoided, but the Rabbanan would include it as one of the avoideds, which would be possible if someone else did it. So we're back to the Gemara's question. What's the hava minute to say that it's ma'akev, that last miut? If it's ma'akev, it's an avoidev, it's an avoida. How could somebody else do it, at least with a rabbanan? The Gemara answers, hachi kamar. This is what I mean, yochel yepasol mit a rabbanan. As Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Amid, Hoyol v'chol atzma l'dam hutzarech, since the entire purpose of the shechita is for the dam, so it should be possible. The chitnan rubi shalachet kamayu b'chulintan. I would think that, and we have to explain the Rashi based on what we learned before, that einachanami as part of the maisa shechita, it's enough to do roif. And if you didn't finish off the rest of it, it would be kosher, and therefore it's not considered an avoid, and therefore somebody else could finish it off, even mit a rabbanan. But I would have thought that perhaps the rabbanan said it's possible because I need an entire maisa shechita to get all the dam out, because the kohen gadol is standing there to be makabel the dam to bezorik it. So maybe that's why the rabbanan would say it's possible. Ein chanami, there's no psul because you haven't finished the maisa shechita and it's an avoida. As we learned before, it's not an avoida, or else how could someone else finish it? But I would think it's still possible because the Rabbanu wanted you to get all the dam out because we need the dam for the Zrika. I would have entertained such a possibility. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph L'Kach Shaninu. That's why Rish Lakish explains that the Mishnah in Chulin, we have a Mishnah in Yisera, to teach us that the Aloch of Roiv is not only by Chulin, but even Roiv Echad Boiv, Roiv Shnayim Bebehema, by Kachim. There is no halacha that it would be possible if it was not completed. In fact, if it was not completed by anyone else, it would be kosher. The Gemara asks, "V'chima achda filu psula mid rabbanu leka?" If in fact there is no psula mid rabbanu, lama lil meir? So why in fact do I require that another kohen should finish off the ma'aser shechita if it's totally not necessary? So Tosfos divrei amaska lama li, the top Tosfos asks that even by chulin the halach is that lechatchila you should shech through the whole simanim, because if the person is going to be samach on roiv, we're afraid that maybe he will misjudge it and he will not do a roiv, and therefore lechatchila we require even by chulin that the entire simon should be shechted. So what is the Gemara's question over here? Lamu lemerik. Tosfos answers that since I am requiring a second person here to do it, the Kohen Gadol himself, we want him to go straight to the Kabbalah Sadam and the Zrika. Who finishes it off? Someone else. On that, the Gemara asks, if Lamaisa, it's a kosher shechita, even if it's not finished off, and there is no psul midrabanan, then why even lechatchila should I bother finishing it off? Because then it looks like a Shia, I'm spending time between the beginning of the shechita to the end of the shechita, which is a psul, and also it looks like two people are doing the ma'aser shechita. Why get involved in all those questions? Don't finish it off if there's no psul and there's no inyan to finish off. The Gemara answers, mitzvah lamark. No, there is a mitzvah, and as Rashi says, because since I want to be motzi the dam, I want to get as much dam out of the animal as possible so I can do the kabbalah and the zrika. So therefore, the mitzvah of getting all the dam out, even though it's going to involve another kohen here, that overrides the issues that it may look like two people are doing it. It looks like Shia. Since there is an inyan to get all the dam out, we say that let somebody else do it and let us get out as much dam as possible. Continues the Gemara with a Gemara that we actually had before on Daf Yud Dalid Amid Beis. And this is a portion of the korbanos that are said. Many people say it every day as part of the tefillah shachar, the shachar stavening. And we'll notice that in our Gemara there are slight shinuyim from the way it appears in our siddur. Abaya, it says in our Gemara, misadir marocha mishmei de Gemara. The way we have it in the siddur is Abaya have misadir seder Hamarocha Mishma de Gemara. So it's interesting that there are a few changes between the way we have it listed in the Siddur and the way it appears in the Gemara. In the Siddur it says Seder and it says Hamarocha with a Hey, and it's not Mishme but Mishma. But be that as it may be, it's basically the same thing as we have in the Siddur. This was said by Abaya. He gave us the Seder HaMarocha, meaning the Seder of the Avodas HaMizbeach on a daily basis, and he was quoting it Mishmei de Gemara. He was quoting it in the name of the Gemara. And what he means with the name of the Gemara is that, as Rashi says here, that it's Kula Yeshiva de Rabbanan de Bei Midrasha. He's saying it in the name of the entire yeshiva. And on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, in the Rashi Divra Maskel Mishmei de Gemara, Rashi says, Dover Mikubal Mikol B'nei Yeshiva Shekiblu Merabbi Seyam. He was saying it over Mishma de Gemara, means from the B'nei Yeshiva, but they in fact had Gemara, meaning a Mesorah, from their Rebbeim, as to how the daily Seder Hayom of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash was. And this is all being said, Aliba d'Abishol. What is Abai referring to? He's referring to the machloikis between the Chachamim and Abishol. We know that the Hatavis HaNeiros, the Neiros that were cleaned out every day and new wicks and oil was put in, which is all called Hatavis HaNeiros, there were seven Neiros, and this was split into two separate Avodas. The Atavas Haneris of five, of Chamish Neris, and then that Atava of two Neris, of the Hatava Shtein Neirois. So Abishol is of the opinion that what separated the Hatavas Chamish Neirois and Atavas Shtein Neirois, that was the Damatamid. Damatamid, we mean, as Rashi will say later on, the Amid, L'shchita Ulzrika. The Damatamid of the Shchita and the Zrika, that separated, the Shechting of the Tamid separated between the Chamish Neiris, the Atavis. Chamish Neiris, Atavis, Shtein Neiris. According to the Chachamim, it was not the Maisa Shchita and Zrika of the Tamid, but rather it was the Aktoris Hakatoris. And Abishol's opinion is that the Haktoris Hakatoris on a daily basis took place after the Atava of all seven of the Neiris. So Abaye, who's telling us the Seder of the Avodas in the name of the Gemara, in the name of the Beis HaMedrash, he was going with the Shita of Abishol that the separation between the Neiris was the Tamid and not the Haktoris. Said Abaye, what was first? Maracha Gedola Kedemes Maracha Shnia. That there were two pyres on the Mizbeach. One was called the Maracha Gedola. That was the large Maracha, the large stack of wood upon which all the Korbanos and the Menachos were burnt on the Mizbeach. And then there was a smaller Maracha, the Maracha Shnia, from which the coals of that Maracha were taken to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on which the daily Ketores was brought. It's interesting that Tosfos points out, why doesn't Abaye start with the Trumas Hadeshet, which preceded the Maroch Gedola? And Abaye answers, since we've learned before in the Gemara that there were certain times when this was done either at Chatzos or at the end of the first watch of the night, so there was a large gap of time between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Maracha Gedola. Therefore, Abaye doesn't start from the Trumas Hadeshen, rather he starts from the Maracha Gedola. So the first thing in this Seder was the Maracha Gedola, Kedemus, the Maracha Shnia, Shel Ketores. Here, again, a small change from the Seder. It says here, Maracha Shnia, Shel Ketores, Kedemus, the Seder, Shnei Gizriyetzim. In the Seder, it says, Umaracha Shnia, Shel Ketores. The Maracha Shnia of the Ketores, arranging that wood, that was before the Siddur Shnei Gizriyetzim. There were two blocks of wood that were placed on top of the Maracha Gedola. So setting up the Maracha Shnia for the Ketores, those coals that were going to be used for the Ketores, that was before the Siddur Shnei Gizriyetzim. The Siddur Shnei Gizriyetzim, Koidem L'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. That took place before the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, which was inside the Heichal, before that took place. V'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, Kodem L'tavis Chamesh Neiris. That took place before the five Neiris were fixed up with the wicks and cleaned out, and new oil put in. V'tavis Chamesh Neiris, the five Neiris. Here it says, Kodem L'damatamid. We're going to have the word Kodem a few times here, which the Mesorah Shas changes to Kodemes. And in fact, in the Siddur, again, referring to the Siddur, it says it the correct way, which is in the Lashon Nekeva of Kodemes. The Hatavis Chamesh Neiris was Kodemes L'dama Tamid, as Rashi says here, L'dama Tamid, L'shchita U'lizrika. The Dama Tamid, this again is going according to Abishol, the Shchita and the Zrika of the Tamid was Kodem L'Tavishte Neiris. Here the word Kodem is correct. V'Tavishte Neiris, Natavishte Neiris, Kodemes L'Ktores, V'Ktores, and the Haktor of the Ktores is Kodemes, again according to the Mesorah Shas, L'Evorim. This was before the Evorim to be Makter the Ivrei Tamid, as Rashi says on the Mizbeach Achitzen. V'Evorim, the Haktoris of the Evorim of the Tamid, was before the Mincha. This refers to the Minchas Nesachin, which accompanied the Tamid, as Rashi points out. U'mincha l'chavitin, and the Minchas Nesachim was before the Chavitin. This was the Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought each day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. The Chavitin and the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol were before Nesachim. These are the Nischei Hayayin, the wine libations. The Nesachim and the Nesachim came before on Shabbos. They came before L'Musafim, to the Korban Musaf. U'Musafim L'Bezichin, and the Musafim came before the Bezichin of the Lavona, which accompanied the spoons of the frankincense, which accompanied the lechem upon him. Ubezichim l'tamid shel ben harbayim, and the bezichim preceded the tamid shel ben harbayim. How do we know this entire seder? We're going to learn it out from Sukkim. Shenemar v'hikter oleh on it, referring to the tamid shel shachar, the kohen was supposed to sacrifice chal be'ashlamim, the fats of the shlamim, and we darshan that this means oleh on it, on the tamid shel shachar, hashlem, complete kol ha-karbonis kolon. All the karbonis should be completed on the Talmud Shal Shachar. None should be completed on the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. In other words, the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim is the last korban that is brought. The Rishash points out that actually there are other avodas, for example, the adlokas on Neres, the lighting of the Neres, which Abaya does not mention. He stops at the last korban brought, which is the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. And now the Gemara is going to explain this brisa of Abaye Mesader Marocha Mishma de Gemara. Amar Mar, we learned before, Marocha Gedoyla Kedemis, the Marocha Shni Shok Tyrus, that the Marocha Gedoyla came before, preceded the Marocha Shni, the second Marocha, of which the coals were used for the Haktoris on the Mizbech HaPnim. In other words, it was necessary to take from the coals of the Marocha Shni on the Mizbech HaChitzon and bring it into the Mizbech HaPnim. Minolon, how do you know the Marocha Gedoyla was before the Marocha Shni? The sign that we learned in the Braisa. He ha'oila al moikta al mizbeach kol alayla. Here we're referring to the korban oila. This is the pasuk in Vayikra Perik Vav pasuk Beis. Tzavas Aaron v'spon of lema zois taras oila. He ha'oila al moikta al hamizbeach kol alayla ad abayker. Ve'esh hamizbeach tukad boy. So the Gemara sees here two words that refer to flames. One is the word moikta, ala moikta ala mizbeach. The oil should be brought on the moikta. And obviously, which moikta is this? This is the Maroch Gedoyla on which all the korbanos were brought. And the korbanos were burnt there kol halayla until the boker. The Esha mizbeach tukad boy. This is a second flame. This refers to the Marocha Shnia. So the Gemara learns this out from the Pasuk. Let us return to the Gemara. The Sanya, he oila al moikta al mizbeach kol alayla zu marocha gedoyla. The moikta, that flame, refers to the marocha gedoyla. Ve'esh mizbeach tukad boy. That second flame, zu marocha shniya shel kataris. This is the second marocha of the kataris. Now, the seder of the Pasuk is definitely that the moikta on which the oila and all the karbonis are brought, that's the marocha gedoyla. And then Esh Mizbeach Tukuboy is the other flame of the Marocha Shni. What the Gemara asks now is, Ve'epach Ano, maybe the Seder of how the Avodas took place were actually not like the Seder that's written in the Pasuk. And we find this many times that we just had yesterday concerning the taking out of the Kafu Machta, which we spoke about Pasuk Chav Gimel and Pasuk Chav Dalet, that even though it's written in the Torah in Parsha Achrimois that the Hoitzos Kafu Machta took place before Aaron brought Eloi Ve'Elo'om, but in fact, we learned yesterday that the Eloi Ve'Elo'om preceded Pasuk Chav Dalet, came before Pasuk Chav Gimel. So we find numerous cases where the Seder Avoda is not exactly the way it's written in the Pasuk. It's written Shaloi Kesidrin. The Gemara proves that it's Loi Kesidrin. So the Gemara is asking that here also. Ve'epachano. Maybe the second Eishem Mizbeach Tukad Boy, which refers to the Marocha Shnia, perhaps in fact, in practice, it preceded the Mikdal Mizbeach, which is written first in the Pasuk and refers to the Marocha Gedoyla. The Gemara answers, Mistavar Marocha Gedoyla Adifa. It's Mistavar, the Marocha Gedoyla would come first. It is better. Shekain Kaparasa Maruba, because it affects a lot of Kapara. As we mentioned, all the Karbonis were sacrificed on that Marocha, as opposed to the Marocha Shnia that only had the Ketoras in the morning and at night. So the Marocha Gedoyla certainly affected more Kapara. The Gemara says, Adarabba, I'll tell you a reason why Marocha Shni is Adifa, why it is better, and it should come first. Shekei Machnisim Imena Lefnim, because we take the coals from the Mizbeach HaChitz and the Marocha Shniya, and we bring it into the Mizbeach HaPnim, on which to be Makter the Ketores. So since you're bringing it into the Heichel, maybe that comes first. The Gemara answers, "Afilachik parasim arub adifa." You're right; that has a mila. But if I weigh the mila of kapara meruba vis-a-vis the mila of lifnim, I would say that kapara meruba outweighs the mila of lifnim, and therefore maracha gedoyla should be before the maracha shniyah. V'iboy is saying, "I'll give you another answer." Eloi mashkech etzim l'maracha shniya. What happens if we can't find wood for the maracha shniya? And the Ritva explains, what does it mean you can't find wood? It means you can't find the wood, the choice wood of, atzei te'enim yofim, beautiful fig tree wood. And that wood was unable to be found. You just could find regular wood. And therefore, we don't make a maracha shniya. Mi loy mile, mi maracha gedoyla. Then we would take the coals from the maracha gedoyla and bring that into the mizbech apnim on which to be makdir the ketores. So, therefore, there's not even a mile that maracha shniya has over maracha gedoyla, because maracha gedoyla itself is able to be brought lefnim also. So therefore, the maracha gedoyla with kapar meruba, and it itself could be brought in lefnim, it certainly takes precedent before the maracha shniyah. Continues the Gemara, we learned before in the Braisim, maracha shniyah shal k'tayrus kodemes l'sidur shnei gezeri eitzim. The maracha shniyah of k'tayrus comes before placing the two logs of wood on the maracha gedoyla, minola. And how do we know this? Dechsiv. Because the pasuk says, Ubier, the pasuk is a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Vav pasuk. Hey, let's read the whole pasuk first. Va'eishal mizbech tukad boy loy sichba, that it shouldn't go out the fire on the mizbech. Ubier olah koyin eitzim babayker babayker, and the koyin should burn the eitzim, that refers to the two gizrei eitzim, on the maracha gedoyla fire early. Baiker babayker means early in the morning. V'orach ole oila, and on that the maracha gedoyla should come to oila. V'hikter ole chalvei ashlamim. So back to the Gemara. Dechsev uvir ole kain eitzim, which refers to the base gizri eitzim. Babayker babayker. So we learn out ole on the maracha gedoyla v'loy al chavrutu, and not on the maracha shniya. Michlal, this teaches us the isol chavrutu, that the chavrutah must be here. It must already be in existence, as the Ritva explains, because if you have not made the maracha shniya, then why tell us, what is the Torah to tell us, that you should make it on the maracha gedoyla and not the maracha shniya? The only one that's right now in existence is the maracha gedoyla. So obviously, if now you make the shnei gizrei eitzim, obviously the only choice you have is to put it on the maracha gedoyla. Since the Torah went out of its way to tell us that aleha and not on chavrata, it must be that the chavrata is here. So I would have thought maybe you should put it on the chavrata on the maracha shniya. Kamash one, you put it only on the maracha gedoyla. But it means that before you place the shnei gizrei eitzim down on the maracha gedoyla, the maracha shniya is already in existence. So now we already have a seder maracha gedoyla, maracha shniya, and then the shnei gizrei eitzim. The Gemara asks the question: V'hai aleha miboyle lugufei? You need the olea for itself. How can I use the olea to tell me v'loy al chavrata, not on the maracha shniya? I need olea that the shnei gizrei eitzim should be put directly on it, on the maracha gedoyla, and it shouldn't be put on the side. That's as the Ritva explains. It shouldn't be put anywhere else in the mizbech, only directly on the maracha gedoyla. So how can I use it to make a drash v'loy al chavrata? The Gemara answers, Trei olek sivi. There are two olehs written in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, actually, as the Ritva points out, there's three olehs. But the Gemara says there's at least two olehs. Uvir oleh ha-koyin, etzim ha-baga-baga, v'arach oleh ha-oilah. And then it says also, v'hikter oleh ha-chalvei shlam. So therefore, even if we're going to use one oleh to say that the gizri etzim have to be put directly on the maracha gedoyla, we'll still have an oleh left over to teach us oleh v'loy al-chavrata. Then the Braisa continued, Sidur shnei gizri eitzim koydim l'dish mizbeach ha-pnimi. That takes place before we take out the ashes from the mizbeach ha-pnimi. And the Gemara says that afal gav dehochak siv baboiker baboiker. Vahochak siv baboiker baboiker. Even though we'll have two psukim which say, and repeats the words boiker twice, meaning it should be done very early. So I don't know which one is earlier than the other if they both have to be done very early. As Rashi points out, concerning the Dishon, Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Pasuk says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Bet Tivoy, Es HaNeirois, Yakti Reno. And as Rashi says, that's going on three things, that Pasuk. Early in the morning, you're supposed to do the three things. Number one, a teva es aneiros. You're supposed to be made of the neiros. Yakti reno, you should be makter the ktoiros. And as Rashi points out at the end of the Rashi v'hocha ksiv, Rashi says ve'en ketoiros alachad dishon. You can't be makter the ktoiros unless you first did dishon. So if you're telling me a biker goes not only on a tavas neiros, it's also going on the word yakti reno, which refers to the ktoiros. So it means not only am I makter the ktoiros early, I have to do dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi on which I'm going to do that Haktaris. I have to do that early as well. So we have Boiker referring to Disha. We also have Boiker referring to the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim. As we learned the Pasuk before in Vayikra Vav Hei, Ubir Oleh HaKoyim Eitzim Ba Boiker. So we see that the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim have to be put on early also. So both the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim have the phrase Ba Boiker. So even though they both have it, Afilu Hachi Machshir Adiv. But yet, which one takes precedence before the other? I'll say that the wood for the Maracha Gedoyla, which prepares for the Akhtar of the Ktoiris, because we're going to use the coals from the wood for the Mizbeach HaPnimi to be Makhtar Ktoiris on. So logically, that which prepares one Avoida for another Avoida, that Avoida should take place first. And therefore, the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, which are going to be used for the Ktoiris, will come even before the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Gemara says, wait a second. Machshir Mayniyu, which item is used for the coals for the Akhtar of the Ktoiris? Shnei Gezeri Eitzim. Are you telling me it's the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim? And that's why it comes before Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Va'amat Shnei Gezeri Eitzim Aracha Gedoyla Azli. You told me before that the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, we learned in the Pasuk, goes on the Maracha Gedoyla. And what do we use for the Haktar Sektaris? Which coals do we take to the Mizbeach HaPnim? That is the Maracha Shnia. So what are you telling me that the Maracha, that the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, which are used for Hechsher, to prepare for the coals to be used on the Mizbeach HaPnim, we don't use the coals of the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim. Those are put on Maracha Gedoyla. We use the coals from the Maracha Shnia. So if so, how do I know that the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim comes before Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi? We have a few terutzim. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Shum Eitzim. It means the designation of wood. Wood per se. You're right. The actual wood we use is the Maracha Shnia. But since it's a designation of wood, and these Shnei Gezeri Eitzim are wood, so it makes sense that the wood should take place before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. That is Rav Yirmiya's answer. Ravina Amar, Hoyel V'Hiskel B'Maracha Geimer. What it means that it Machshir Adif, it means since you have started with the wood, therefore it makes sense that you should complete the wood, that item which is used for coals, which you have begun with, you've begun with wood, finish off that section and then go to the next section. Rav Ashi uses a sword that we had before. Eloi Mashkech Eitzim Maracha Shnia. If you don't find the special wood made of fig wood, as the Ritva explained before, Miloi Ma'ami Maracha Gedoyla, won't he take from the Maracha Gedoyla to use as coals for the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So Mimela, in that way, we can say that the Maracha Gedoyla and the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim that are put on the Maracha Gedoyla are also considered a machshir for the Haktaris, for the coals used to Makter Haktaris. Therefore, they come first before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then the Brisa continued, V'dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, Koidim HaTovis Chomish Neiros. That comes before the HaTovis Chomish Neiros. My time, or what's the reason? Amar Rabbi, Gemara Gemirna. We have a Kabbalah Messiah that this is the way it is. Svar Lo Yadana. Rabbi admits, I don't really know what the logic of it is, why the dish mizbech of things should come before the tavis chamesh nayers. For Rav Amar, Rav said Kirish Lakish, the answer, the reason why the dish mizbech of things comes before hatavis chamesh nayers is because of something that Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said a klal, a famous rule in Shas of aim avir and ala mitzvahis. As Rashi says, we learned this from the pasuk ushmartem es hamatzis. And instead of reading it, you should be careful of the matzis. We read it as hamitzvahis ushmartem es hamitzvahs. That loy samtin lo shetachmitz. Don't wait till it becomes chametzik. The famous rule of mitzvah boliyotcha al tachmitzena. That if a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't let it become chametzik. Don't wait until it becomes stale. So aim avirin al mitzvah. Since we have a rule like Rish Lakish said that we don't pass by a mitzvah, that will explain to us why dishum isbech apnimi comes before atomis chamish neiros. How so? Let us turn to Daf Lamed Gimel on the base, and we will understand. When he goes into the Heichal, which one of the Kliya Migdash does he find first? The Kohen will find the Mizbeach first, the Sani we learned in the Braisa. Shulchan B'Safin, the Shulchan on which the Lechem upon him was placed, was put in the north of the Heichal. It was pushed away from the northern wall 2.5 amas, as Rashi explains that there were 4 kohanim, 2 on one side of the shulchan and 2 on the other side of the shulchan. 2 on one side took off on Shabbos last week's lechem upon him, and the other 2 kohanim, whose width took up space of 2.5 amas. Not only their body, but giving them some room to maneuver, we needed 2.5 amas. They placed the new lechem upon him on the shulchan. So the shulchan was away from the northern wall 2.5 amas. Umenar bedar, and the menar was in the southern part of the heichal. It was removed from the southern wall 2.5 amas as well. Why? As Rashi explains, because we have a pasuk in Shmois Chavav, Noicha Shulchan Ze Bitzad Ze, that it says that the menorah should be opposite the shulchan. So we say that whatever measurements there were connected to the shulchan, as far away as it was from the northern wall, so too, right opposite, should be the menorah away from the southern wall, which would be these 2.5 amas. Mizbeach, where was the Mizbeach placed? The Mizbeach HaPnimi, on which the Ktaris was placed, Mimutza, it was exactly in the middle of the width of the Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach Mimutza, Va'oimed Be'emtza, U'moshuch Klapei Chutz. It was between the Shulchan and the Menorah. However, it was not directly in between the Shulchan and the Menorah. It was pushed towards the east. In other words, the Kohen entering from the east, going towards the west where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, so which Keli was pushed towards him? In other words, if we think of it like a triangle, the Shulchan and the Menorah were on the top of the triangle, on the 2 corners, and the Mizbeach was closest towards the Kohen as he entered, forming the point of the triangle. Umosha Klabi Chutz Kimo. So therefore, what was the first keli that he was going to find when he entered the Heichal? The Mizbeach. So we have a question, what do we make first here? The Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi. Or do we do the Atavas HaNeiros, since the first keli he's going to meet up with is the Mizbeach? He does that first because of the rule of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah. The Gemara Asakasha V'nukma La'dayu. Why don't we put the Mizbeach exactly in a row in between the Shulchan and the Menorah? Why does it jut out towards the east? The answer is, Kivin Dechsiv Es HaMenorah Noichach HaShulchan. Since the Pasuk says the Menorah has to be opposite the Shulchan, diametrically opposite the Shulchan, Be'inan Dechazu Adari, we need that they should see one another, and there should be nothing in between to cause a separation, that the menorah would not be able to see the shulchan, or the shulchan vice versa the menorah. Amar Rava, says Rava, Shmami Nami Rish Lakish, from the rule of Rish Lakish of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah, we can learn the following halacha. that Ibure deraw atoitefta aser, that it is prohibited to pass over the tefillin shel yad and put on the toitefta, the tefillin shel roish first, even though the tefillin shel roish has more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad. But if you were going to put on the tefillin shel roish first, you would be passing over the closer hand. The hand is the left hand is closest to the right hand, so you would be passing over the closest limb, and you would be passing over the closest mitzvah. We have a rule, aim avir na mitzvahs. So Rashi says that's why yanir shavizroya tchilav achikach yanir shal roish. This teaches us that he first has to put on the tefillin shal yad and then the tefillin shal roish. Let us look at the top taisvus. Taisus has a strong question on Rashi. Let's learn the Taisus together inside. Pirush Rashi, in the Divri Amasli Burei Dura Tetefta, Rashi explains, L'anich tefillin b'roish kaidim, she'anich tefillin shel yad, usser. It's usser, l'anich tefillin b'roish kaidim, she'anich tefillin shel yad. That is usser. Dekam mavram mitzvah tefillin shel yad. Because he's passing over the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad, the pagah bereish of his roish, kaidim she'gil roish. Before he touches his head, he reaches his head, he first reaches his left hand. So he's being maver the mitzvah, and therefore he should first put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel roish. V'kasha l'pirushay. It is difficult, Rashi's pshat, the my iria mid Rish Lakish. What do you have to come on to Rish Lakish? A new rule of aim avir on mitzvahs. Tepegle mid amr perikah mitzrabu. We learned the menachas. Kishu maniach maniach shayad v'acha shayroish. You first put on the shayad and then the shayroish. Why? Dichsev ukshartem loisa yodecha. First, put on the tefillin on your hand, and then it says in the pasuk you should put on the taitafos, the tefillin shel roish on your forehead between your eyes. So we have enough in a pasuk. We don't need the halacha of eim avir on mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Tam says a different pshat in the name of Rav Haigoin. The Iri b'shah shecholitz tefillin, when he's taking off his tefillin, umanich betik, he's putting them into a bag. And let us say it's a bag that has only room for one on top of the other. He shouldn't take the shayad and place it first in the bag. And on top of the shayad, I'll put the shayroish. The im came. Tomorrow, when he puts on tefillin again, which tefillin will he touch first? The shayroish. And as we explained before from the pasuk, and then so there's a chiv to put on the shayad before the shayroish. If you put the shayad in the back first on top of the shayroish, when tomorrow when you're going to come to put on the tefillin, what's the first tefillin you're going to touch? The shayroish. And then you're going to have to go to the bottom of the bag to take out the shayad, and there you'll be over on aim avir and ala mitzvahs. How did you pass over the shayroish? You're going to have a problem. You're supposed to put on the shayad, and yet you're going to pass over the shayroish. So what you have to do is put the shayroish first. Put in the bag the roish first, then put the shayad on top. So in the morning you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of putting the shayad on before the shayroish, and you won't have any problem of einam avir al mitzvahs. Second pshat, he says, Rabbi Yo zitzal mefarish. Rabbi Yo explains the inyan mishmush arid, speaking about the mitzvah of feeling your tefillin, which we learned about earlier in the Masechta. The chayav on mashmat tefillin called shah kavachomer tzitz. We learned the kavachomer from tzitz that the kohen gadol wore with the shem Hashem on it. That just like over there, he's not allowed to forget that he's wearing the tzitz. He can't be masir das. So certainly the tefillin, which has many more shemus than the tzitz, a person should always be conscious of the fact that he is wearing the tefillin, and therefore he's also always supposed to be feeling it. V'hashtekomar, which one should you touch first? Since that's the first one that you reach, that's closest to the right hand, is the left hand, that's why you should first touch this tefillin shel yad. So according to Rabbeinu Yo, it's not speaking about putting on the tefillin, but rather once the tefillin are already on, you should make sure that you constantly touch the yad first and then touch the roish. Continues the Gemara. We learned earlier in the Brisa, that the seven Neiris were split in five first and then two later, and in between the Atav of the five and the Atav of the two, it was separated with the Shechit and the Zrik of the Dam HaTamid. My time, why in fact do we need a separation of the Shechita and the Zrika of the Talmud between these two sets of Atavis Neiris. Amar Abaye said, Hahu Baboyker Baboyker the Shnei Gzira Eitz Diloit Zrika Shadinu L'Hocha. As Rashi explains, since on Amud Aleph we said that Machshir Adiv, that something that prepares comes before the avoda for which it is preparing, and since we're using wood to make coals to on which to be makdik the ktaris on the mizbech apnimi, so that's why the shnei gezir eitzim comes before the dishin of the mizbech hapnimi. So since we have that concept of machshir adiv, so I don't need the whole babayker babayker. It is a babayker babayker of the haktara, which includes the dish and mizbeach hapnimi, and automatically, if machshir adiv, so whatever time I do the dish and mizbeach hapnimi, first I have to do the shnei gzirei eitzim. So I don't really need babayker babayker. And Rashi explains we have a rule b'chol atayra that davar she'ena inyan loy tenu inyan lechaveray. If you don't need it to darsha for itself, you use it for something else. So I have here two extra words of boker. So I'm going to use it elsewhere. Chad shadjil atavis chamish neiris dilakad miladam atamen. I'm going to use one boker and add it to the two bokers that I already have. If you remember, we said the pasuk before, baboker baboker refers to atavis chamish neiris, the atavis haneiris, which had two bokers already. Now we're going to add one of the gzira eitzim to the two of the atavas neiris. We're going to have three. The chad shadil adamatamit. And we're going to add one to the damatamit. Rashi brings down that the damatamit also has one boker. It says in the pasuk shmos chavtes, as hakevis hoecha tasaba boker. So we're going to add one boker from gzira eitzim to the one boker of tamit. It gives you two. And now the Gemara explains this. So I'm going to have three bokers for atomis hatavas chomish neiris. That will precede the tamid, which will now have two bokers, and the two bokers of tamid will precede the two hatavish neiris, which also will have two bokers, and we'll soon see in the Gemara why the two bokers of tamid will precede the two bokers of shtei neiris. Chad shadjil atavis chamish neiris delikad mi damatam. And now the Gemara is going to explain what it said before. Take one boker of the shtei gzir eitzim and apply it to that tava of chamish neiris, which will make it come out before the damatam. And why? The hacha tlasa, as we said before, the atavas Hatavis Chamesh Neirois has already two bokers. Now it'll have a third boker, Vahachatre, and now by the Dama Tamid, which had one, and you added one of boker of Gzireitz, and now it has two, so 3/2 is greater. Therefore, we're going to do that Hatavis Chamesh Neirois before the Dama Tamid. Vechad Shajay Ledama Tamid, and the Kadin Latavish Neirois. And then take one of the bokers or shtei gezireitzim and add it to the one of the tamid, and that will make the tamid have two, and that will come out ahead of that tavish shtei neiris. The Gemara asked the obvious question, afagav the hachatrei v'hachatrei. According to your old cheshbon, the last items, which is the dama tamid and tavish shtei neiris, have two. The tavish shtei neiris has two written beferish in the pasuk, and the tamid has only one, but you added one for shtei gezireitzim and gives it two. So it's 2/2. So why, in fact, does the Tama Tamid come before the Tovish Neiris? Afagav the Achatrei v'Achatrei. Oh, but Mechaper Adiv. As Rashi explains, since the Tamid Shel Shachris is a Ola, and an Ola, the Gemara tells us, further in Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, is Mechaper on an Asay and a Lav Hanitek Lasay. So therefore, since it's a Mechaper is better then Hatavish Deineris, which is not a Mechaper. So now we worked out the 5 comes before the Dama Tamid, because it's 3/2. The Dama Tamid comes before the Hatavish Deineris, even though it's 2/2, but the Dama Tamid is a Mechaper, that is Arif, it comes before the Deineris. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, said Rav Papa Labai, Ve'eim Echad Shad Yiladishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, I'll give you a whole different order. Let us put one to the dish mizbeach apnimi. If you remember, we learned on Amud Aleph that included in the pasuk of Boker Baboker Yaktirena, you should be makter the Torah early in the morning. Included in that was the dishin, because without the dishin you can't do the aktara. So it comes out that the dishin on its own merit has already two bokers. Why don't I take one boker from the Shnei Gezri Eitzim, which is extra, put it to the two bokers of the dishin? Now the dishin has three. And the dishim is bechapnimi will come the nekadme le damatamid. It'll come out before the damatamid, the achat plus of achatrei, because I have three for the dishon and I'll have two for the tamid. I have one which written in the pasuk boker by the tamid, and I have an additional one from the gzira eitzim which gives it two. So it's 3-2. So the dishim is bechapnimi will come out before the damatamid. V'chad shadji le damatamid the nigdom latovis chamish neris. And now the two that you now have for the damatamid, one written in the pasuk and one which you added, which is two, will come out ahead of the Chomesh Neiris. Ah, you're going to ask me that the Chomesh Neiris have two which are written in the Pasuk, and the Talmud has two, one in the Pasuk and one additional. It's 2-2. The Avagav Dachatrei Vachatrei. I'll tell you the same terats like we said before, Mechaper Adif, that a Mechaper is better, and the Dama Talmud is a Mechaper. So why do you say that the order is Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi, and then Chomesh Neiris, and then Dama Tomit, and then Shtein Neiris? Why don't I say it's Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi, and Dama Tomit, and Chomesh Neiris, and Shtein Neiris? And which one will be 3-2? It'll be the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi, which has three, versus the Tomit, which only has two. Why don't you make it that way? So Gemara says, no, that I can't do. I have to have that the Dama Tomid comes after the Chomesh Neiris and before the Shtei Neiris. I can't have the Dama Tomid before the Chomesh Neiris. Because Im Kanev, Sukim Mafsik Luhu, with what are you going to be Mafsik between the 5 and the 2? We need a Hefsik there. And we're going like we learned according to Abishol. Abayus Masader, Seder Amaracha, Mishmei, the Gemara, Alibid Abishol, who holds that all the Neiris come before the Haktar of the Ktiris. The Chachamim hold that in between the 5 and the 2 was the Haktar Ktiris. The Abishol does not hold like that. If you're going to also remove the Dama Tamid from between the 5 and the 2, then there's nothing to separate the 5 and the 2. I need a separation. The only way I can have a separation is if I have Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi first, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, not because 3-2. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Then I have the Chomesh Neiris, which will have the 3. The Talmud will have the 2. And the Talmud will be before the 2 Neiros, because the Mechaper Adiv, that's why the Talmud comes before the 2 Neiros. But then at least I'll have a Hefsek between the 5 and the 2. So you could say that this is no Taina according to Rish Lakish. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a taina. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Ha nichla Rish Lakish d'amar lama mativin v'chayzer mativin. It's good according to Rish Lakish. I wouldn't have a problem with your order of dishon, damatamid, 5 neiros and 2 neiros, what you wanted to suggest. I wouldn't have a problem according to Rish Lakish, because according to Rish Lakish, the only reason why we have to have a hefsek between the 5 and the 2 is kedei lahargish kol hazar kula, in order that there should be a new assembly, a new tumult, a new invigoration in the Azara, that now they did the 5 Neiris, and now they're gathering together to do the 2 Neiris. Just like we learned in the sugi before of Beis Hashem Nahalach Baragish. We're going to go with Regish, with the fervor in the Beis Hashem. If that's the whole reason why you're separating between the 5 and the 2, then you don't really need another avoda. So then, to separate, then it would be good. You have Dishon, you have Dam, Hatamid, you have 5, and you have 2. Fine. That's good according to Rish Lakish. I don't need a separate avoda in the middle. But El Rabbi Yochanan Damer Baboker Baboker, since the Torah said Baboker Baboker, the way Rabbi Yochanan darshens it, it means Chalkei Lishnei Bekarim, that you have to actually divide it up into two separate moments of the morning. If you have to mamish divide it up into two separate bokers, then the Gemara understands, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you must have another avoda to separate. And all the other avodas, as Rashi explains, are accounted for based on the Lemudim from the Psukim. Ketoris, I can't use according to Abishol because that comes after the Atavis and Eris. The only thing I'm left with is Dama Tamid. If you're going to take away the Dama Tamid also, I'll have nothing to be Mafsik. I'll have nothing to make it according to Rabbi Yochanan, Babaiker, Babaiker, Chalkeu, Lishnei Bekarim. I won't have a Chalik. If I just do five and right away I do two, I haven't divided it with an Avoda. And that's why I have to learn that the Dishon is first because Eim Avrin Al Mitzvahs, then comes the Hey Neiros because it has three bokers, the Dama Tomin has two bokers, and the Dama Tomin is Kapora, and it comes before the two Neiros. Amar Leiravin Ravashi. Hi, Baboyka, Baboyka de Eitzim, me, my sir. The whole limit that you're learning here of three to two is based on the premise that we take from the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, and we use it, it's extra, and we apply it to the two of Bokers that are already written in the Pasuk, it makes three, but that's only going on the assumption that the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim are extra, but why is it extra? You need it for it itself. What does it mean for it itself? The Ka'am Rahman, the Kadmala Maracha Shni Yishak Torah. That the Torah is telling us that it should come before the Maracha of the Shni of the Torah. That first I should have the Maracha Gedola, and on it, on the Maracha Gedola, Baboker Baboker, I should put the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. And then I should have the Maracha Shniya. So I need it for that. So how can you say it's extra? Omar Leh, he responded, V'lav mi ukimna aleh v'lal chavrata mechlal de isya l'chavrata. We learned on Amid Aleph that the Pasuk, Aleha means on it, on the, that the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim are put on it, the Maracha Gedoyla, and not on the Chavrata, not on the Maracha Shniya. And we learned that that shows us, we deduce from that, that as the Ritva explained, there must be a Chavrata here, which you're excluding. If there's no Chavrata here, what do you need the exclusion for? It must be that the Chavrata is in existence. You've already made the Maracha Shniya. And then the Torah tells you, you have a choice, Maracha Gedoyla, Maracha Shniya, which are both existing already, put the Shnei Gezer Eitzim on the Maracha Gedoyla. So you can't say you needed Legufei, that the Shnei Gezer Eitzim come before the Maracha Shniya. That's false. That's not correct. Because in fact, like we learned before, Alev, Aloyal Chavrata, Mechlal, the Issyal Chavrata, the Chavrata is here, because the Maracha Shniya precedes the Shnei Gezer Eitzim. So I don't need it for that limit, because that limit is wrong, and therefore I have it extra, and I could use it to add to the Atavas Chamish Neiros, which precedes three to two, the Dam HaTamid. The Gemara asks, Maishna Da'avad HaTavas Chamish Neiros Bereisha, Navad HaTavas Shtei Neiros Bereisha. Why do I do the five Neiros first? Why don't I do the two Neiros first? Why don't I say that I'll give the three to two, I'll give the extra boker to the two, and make that precede the Dam HaTamid? And the Chamish Neiros are last. Why are the Chamish Neiros first? The answer is, Kivin the Aschilbu Avid Ruba, since I'm starting with the Neiros, I don't do the minority of the Neiros first, I do the majority, and then I finish off later with the remaining two. Ask the Gemara Vinavichis, if we're doing the majority already, why just do five? Why not do six? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Beiteva Esa Neiros Yakti Rena. You should do the Akhtara when you're mate of the Neiros, which refers to the last Neiros. So it doesn't say Beiteva Esa Neir, it says Neiros. Vein Neiros Pechusis Mishtayim. There's no Lashon Rabbim of Neiros, less than two. So that teaches you that the last segment of the Hatavis and Neiros are two. The first segment is five, and since the first segment is larger than the second segment, therefore we first do the five before the Dam HaTamid, according to Abishol, and then we finally do the Atavas Shtei Neiros.